Hey, everybody. What's up? Tom Banter here. It's November 24th. 10 a.m. for me. So, I am drinking my coffee, as is tradition for these rambles. Not really planning on going off for too long. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you're listening to this right now, thank you. Because it means... it means that you are one of the 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. That's right, 10,000. I started my YouTube a little under 2 months ago, same time I started Patreon, and I'm at 10k subs. I don't even know how many videos I have, but that's a big deal. That is a crazy thing. 10K. I don't know how fast people grow on YouTube, but that seems super fast to me. but maybe that's slow by YouTube standards. Who knows? If you haven't been there yet, there's a lot of, I'm gonna use this term loosely, safe for work versions of most of my audio. But I also have an original series on there called Tom in the Rain. It's a pillow talk series. Very prosy, monologues, improvised monologues set to a rainy backdrop. In fact, you know, I've been enjoying the rain so much lately that I'm gonna put a rainy backdrop to this. So, yeah, let's do that. There's also some original audio on there that very directly, story-wise, links up to things that I have in my strings series. So if you at all are interested in my grand design, then go check out some of the strings playlist that I have on YouTube. It's YouTube. It's Tom Banter Audio. So youtube.com/C/channel/Tom Banter Audio, all one word. If you're listening to this, it might also mean that you are one of 20,000 followers on Reddit. 20,000 followers on Reddit. It's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. You know what's even more unbelievable? The fact that I slow down a lot. I slow down a lot on Reddit. Because that was the only place that I was really holding myself accountable to for posting content when I started. Because that's where I started, was Reddit. Gone Wild Audio. It's my home. And when I started Patreon, I started YouTube. Suddenly, and Siren also. Suddenly I have to split my resources accordingly. And that means that maybe once a week I will post something significant onto Reddit. And The fact that my activity slowed down, but everybody still kept following, that's a big deal. So thank you, everybody. I'm trying to see here when my last, because I posted two rambles when I celebrated some follower milestones here. It seems like so long ago, but really wasn't. I just need to get, I mean, I guess I have been posting a lot of stuff, but it's been to my own subreddit, my own little user subreddit. Come on, I know that they're here somewhere. Where's all my... Okay, so it looks like just 2 months ago I posted my first AMA. So I'm probably going to do another AMA because I've reached some incredible milestones. And then this is sounding like a live ramble so badly. Okay, so that's, so Fabcast was released on that day. There's gotta be, come on, how long ago was my, I started accepting commissions just about 3 months ago. And then, come on, I know we can do it. Let's do it. Where's my rambles? This is so embarrassing. I'm just gonna babble nonsense at you until I find it and just keep scrolling down here and hope that I can't even find him anymore. Like, where? Hold on. Ramble. There's a ramble. That's not a ramble. Is this a ramble? No, that's not a ramble. It's my AMA. Oh, okay, my first ramble. Okay, baby's first ramble. This was a little over 2 months ago. September 2nd, looks like. I was celebrating 2,000 followers, guys. 2,000 followers. 2,000. Put another zero. Put another zero in front of that. That's where we are today. That is insane. It's insane. And then I remember that I posted that on a Friday. And not too long after, in fact, a week after that, I was celebrating, which I can't find. I don't know where this ramble is. It's not anywhere here. I don't think I labeled it. Anyway, a week later, I was celebrating 3,000 followers. So from Friday to Friday, I gained 1,000 followers. And then from Friday to Monday, I had gained another 1,000. At that point, I stopped reporting. It just felt like bragging to no real value. And it didn't really matter anyway. I was really happy about 2,000. I was kind of dumbfounded by 3,000, but after that it didn't really matter. All that mattered was that there were those of you who continued to listen to me, continued to support me. And back then, you weren't supporting me with money, you were supporting me emotionally, morally, all of the messages that everybody would leave on my my ramble threads. So so there you have it. 10,000 followers on YouTube, and or subs rather, they call them subs over there, and then 20,000, there's 20,000 of you here on Reddit. And I know a lot of those are probably just like, you know, click follow and then forget it, and their feeds are probably a mess like mine. Follow way too many things, but just the same, 20,000 of you felt compelled to follow me. That's insanity. I don't know 20,000 people. The next platform I'm going to mention is, it's not really a posting platform, but I'm at just about 1500 followers on Twitter. 1500 of you give a shit what I have to say day in, day out. I was on Curious Cat for a little bit, but it started to get kind of, starting to get a little ridiculous. Too many anonymous people trying to get my attention. And some of them were really kind of quite rude. And I like to think that I am a very, very nice boy and polite and courteous. I show others respect because I have enough respect for myself to be able to extend that. But if you disrespect me, I'm going to tell you to fuck off and suck my dick, all right? Maybe suck my dick first and then you can fuck off. But just the same, don't fuck with me. I don't have the patience for it. I don't have the time. I'm an artist and I'm trying to do my work here. I'm trying to show my love back for everybody who supports me. So don't mess with that. It's a good thing. It's a good thing, and it won't let you be a bad thing in my life. So anyway, no big feat there. Still, just about 1500 people paying attention to random things that I say on the Twitter. There are, let's see here, we've got about 260 people on my Discord server. That's a lot of people. Maybe 50 of them, if even, are regular speakers. And then there's a lot of lurkers. You might be a lurker listening to this right now, actually. But I am having a lurker event so that anybody who hasn't really gotten a chance to interact with me personally can do so. That is a patron only event, as the Discord is a patron only server. It's a patron perk. So you have to be pledged to do that. But speaking of pledges, I'm at just under 450 patrons, which is, that's another milestone for me. That's incredible. I think I expected maybe a dozen or two dozen when I first started. There were over 100 of you that literally said, I'm going to give Tom money. I'm going to give him $5 and trust him. And hope he interacts with me. And that first month, that was amazing. And it's still growing, and there's so much good energy that I love from everybody. Everybody on the server treats each other really well, really good. They're all really good to each other. And I get a lot of feedback on the stuff that I'm doing, the projects that I'm working on. It feels good to have people invested in your work so much so that you can offer them a seat in your studio, if you will, and make it so that they are a part of your creative process, because that's what's happening. That's what's happening on Patreon. There's also a lot of dog videos. So if you're on there, you know that I share a lot of my border collie. Her name's Sydney, and she's my baby, and I love her, and I share a lot of videos of her. So a little bit of personal insight there. What else had happened? I had commissions turned on for a little bit, and then I turned them off because I reached critical mass. I haven't turned them on officially yet, but I did start my novelty audios. I hope that anybody who ordered those, whether it was good morning or good night or you're special or good job, or the ringtone, I hope that those made you happy. I really do. I hope that I was able to give you something easy and customizable that you can just listen to whenever you need it. So that's really all I wanted to say. What else happens? I have a public event pretty much every Sunday. You can catch me on Twitch. Username is Tom Banter. I do a gaming stream every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. It's UTC-5. I do 2 hours of gaming. I'm joined by my brother, the Huntsman, 1880. He is a wonderful, wonderful person, and I love him. And he and I run around and scream our asses off and panic and shoot things in the head. There's about 150 of you that showed up on Sunday. That number, I don't care if it grows or if it shrinks, as long as whoever's coming is entertained. That's about as close as I've gotten to a public live ramble. Those video game streams. So there you have it. Make sure to join me for those if you haven't. Moving into the future, I don't think I'm as interested in pushing the envelope for sex. So much as I am interested in pushing the envelope for what we can feel emotionally, whether that's simply lust and what that means when we're touching each other, or if it's love, or if it's, you know, if it's frustration, it's depression, if it's loneliness, how does that manifest? Really kind of challenging myself to take these feelings that I am very, very familiar with and applying them to situations here and there. in my audios, and hopefully people can relate. Cake Day, my Cake Day audio was very personal. It was a very personal audio to me. How do you feel? My how do you feel audio about couples and communicating. It's very personal to me. I have 3 very personal audios on YouTube from the Tom and the Rain series. Those are pillow talks. You can find them on the Pillow Talk subreddit. I think they're also on my index. But one of them is about one of them's about having your heart broken and breaking up, and the other one's about what happens to those pieces of you when you do break up. And the last one's about feeling alone and being sick of always asking the other person how they're doing and what it feels like when nobody ever asks you how you're doing and what that means. All 3 of those are very personal to me. So I do want to explore more of these really kind of emotional themes. There's I've got the one and lonely, which is the vampire audio that I debuted on Halloween. There's so many themes about love, loss, loneliness that I can explore and magnify through the lens of, you know, the supernatural, the metaphysical, the whole vampire living for eternity thing. There's a lot there that I can do with, both erotic and non-erotic. So, I think other than strings, so I did, you might not be a fan of M4M content, but I do have a series. It's called Because You Let Me. And I would challenge you to listen to that. And don't listen to it like if you're not male, or maybe you are male, but you enjoy listening to my male for female content. You can listen to that, and just kind of think a bit academically and think about the themes presented in there, because what I'm really excited to do is I'm crossing over Because You Let Me with another series. It's segueing into a series called Donnie and Everett. And with Donnie and Everett, it is directly tied to my major series, the major timeline on strings, which is a big deal, because my M4F and my M4M content will be colliding. Those worlds will be colliding, which means there will be characters from both. There will be gay characters in the major world, and they will all be interacting with each other. And for me, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Is to not have those separate, and to have my, you know, my M4F listeners listening to my M4M stuff, and my M4M listeners to listen to my M4F stuff, because that entire series is not just about the sex anymore. It's really about the story. So those are things that I have in store. I might be trying a pillow talk, like sleep aid or comfort aid. People have been asking me. I don't know how to do those, but we'll see what happens. And I think that about covers everything. I guess the only thing left to mention that I have a commitment I've committed to do is to continue to honor the relationships that I have forged with 20,000 of you on Reddit, 10,000 of you on YouTube, the 450 on Patreon, the 1,500 on Twitter. Everybody who pays attention, who appreciates, and who cares. I care about you too. So, maybe we'll do a live ramble for everybody. Although I might come to regret suggesting that. And maybe we'll do another public AMA because it's been a while. And then maybe I'll do a live answer session for that. Who knows? All I know is that these are big numbers for a guy with just big feelings and big ideas and small hopes. But you guys make me feel like a big guy in a very, very big way. And I hope that everybody out there is doing well. I hope that you still enjoy the sound of my voice just rambling in your ear. I hope that everybody continues to love and support everybody, because it's those things that I have come to love about every single one of these communities. So, the light and the love within me honors the light and the love within each and every one of you. Namaste, everybody. I'll see you when I see you.